And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of September 15th. Sad news, two major stars are gone. Eddie Money, known for his many hit songs such as Baby Hold On, Take Me Home Tonight and others, died September 13th at the age of 70 of esophageal cancer. He sold nearly 30 million records. Eddie Money survived by his wife and five children. Also, sad news, Rick Ocasek, lead singer for The Cars, found dead in his Manhattan apartment at 75 years old. He died September 15th. The group was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018. In other news, Jerry Marsden from Jerry and the Pacemakers had a triple bypass heart surgery this week in 2003. In 1964, Shindig premiered on TV. Sam Cooke, Everly Brothers, Righteous Brothers, and Bobby Sherman were the first stars, and that program ran for two seasons. The Dean Martin Show debuted this week in 65. In Winnipeg, Manitoba, Guess Who Day was declared in 1975. The Doors appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show and really got Ed infuriated when they sang Light My Fire, which he had banned over the line, Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher. They sang it anyway this week in 1967. The very first Dick Clark Caravan of Stars tour kicked off this week in 1959 with Lloyd Price, Duane Eddy, Paul Anka, Bobby Rydell, The Coasters, and many others. The Patty Duke TV show debuted this week in 1963, and it lasted three seasons. Dab Hunter's TV show lasted only one season, and it started this week in 1960. Elvis Presley sailed for West Germany with the U.S. Army this week in 1958. Anne Margaret was the guest voice as Anne Margrock on The Flintstones this week in 1963. Jim Morrison was found guilty of indecent exposure on stage by a Miami judge this week in 1970. Peter Frampton left Humble Pie in 1971 and began a hugely successful solo career. Scotty Moore and Bill Black quit as Elvis's backup musicians in a salary dispute this week in 1957. Ed Sullivan released a record called The Sully Gully this week in 1969. In 1967, a British radio station mistakenly announced that Engelbert Humperdinck had died in a car crash. It wasn't him, and it didn't happen. Carl Perkins Day was declared in the state of Tennessee a year after his death, this week in 1999. The Village People received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2008. In 1957, Patti Page's TV show The Big Record premiered with guest Sal Mineo and the Dominoes, and later she jumped the following year to another network and started the Patti Page Oldsmobile Show. Simon and Garfunkel reunited for a free concert in New York Central Park this week in 1981. In the studio, Johnny Burnett recorded You're 16 in 1960. Diana Ross recorded Love Child without the other Supremes this week in 1968. The Everly Brothers cut Walk Right Back in 1960. Tennessee Ernie Ford recorded 16 Tons in 1955. Billy Joel began recording Piano Man in 73. Dee Dee Sharp recorded Ride in 1962. And the Animals cut It's My Life this week in 1965. Birthdays, Jimmy Gilmer is 79. Julian Cannonball Adderley, born this week, 1928. B.B. King, born in 1925. Bill Black was born this week, 1926. Frankie Avalon is turning 79. Jimmy Rogers, 86. Bill Medley from the Righteous Brothers, 79. Cass Elliott, born this week, and having a birthday. Brooke Benton, born in 1931. Frida Payne is turning 77. Billy Ward, who sang with the Dominoes and then a solo career, born in 1921. The late Beatles manager, Brian Epstein, has a birthday. He's born this week, 1931. Songwriter Paul Williams, who wrote We've Only Just Begun, Evergreen, Old Fashioned Love Song, and so many more, he's 79 this week. Gogi Grant, born in 1924. Ricky Nelson's two sons, Gunnar and Matthew, born this week in 1967. Dickie Lee is 83. And Rex Smith, remember You Take My Breath Away? He is turning 64. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of September 15th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. I'm Michael Godin. Thanks for listening.
Treasure Island Oldies.